Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Job here. I can't underscore that enough. And he left something that's on top of its sport and was basically on cruise control. He had the number one recruiting class in the country this year, like a number two already. The next 3 years, he's had incredible classes already stacked. So he could have stayed here, collected rings, which is what he would have done, cemented his legacy. But when somebody tells this guy he can't do something, it's kind of like when I laughed at him I'm telling you, we used to get 50 people went to baseball games. I'm not making that up. And then by the end, people were paying $40,000 for a porch out a picnic area deal. And they had the thing triple decked, and they must have 50 or 60 or 70 of those things. They were making big money on those things by the end, and people scalping tickets to get into these games. I mean, it was unbelievable. But what you're going to get from Tony is, in a media setting, is a real guy. There's an afternoon guy on the station I'm on, Russell Smith. Tony jumps on with him and does a thing where Russell will play a song for him, and Tony will rate the record. Like, they'll sit there and rate a record.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, he's a fun guy, man.
Yeah, so you talked about, again, he's a guy who won't put you to sleep. There's a lot of energy there. I've seen the highlights of Tennessee baseball. We've seen a piece of it in Drew Gilbert here with the Giants in terms of the energy that he's brought to the Giants here. Just what can you speak in terms of just the amount of joy, fun, and energy that those Tennessee teams played? And then also, how did that energy and the way they played, how did the other teams in the SEC react to, I guess, the kind of the swagger that Tony's Tennessee teams brought to the field?
Well, look, they had to change the rules for them because they had to. Celebration props, you know, that's a Tennessee creation. And if you guys have noticed, that's in Major League Baseball now. Tennessee is the first team that started doing all that crazy stuff.
Oh, the home run props?
Yeah. And Tennessee had a thing they called they had a fur coat and a daddy hat, you know, like, and some people got the reference and some people didn't and whatever. But we had people around here that didn't get the joke that we're wearing like daddy hats, like that was a thing. Daddy, daddy, daddy. And
I'll be honest, Tony. Yeah. I mean, to interrupt you. I'm not getting the reference. What's the daddy reference there with these hats?
Oh boy,
do I want? Is this radio appropriate?
Yeah, we're not going to explain.
All right, then I'll let you keep going. Then I'll just sit back and listen.
Well, here's the thing though. The unbridled joy that they played the game with. They is what they was kind of their secret sauce there early on because it was them against the world. And as they got better and better, 1 year they kind of got swallowed by it, and Tony dialed it back. And that's what I'm talking about when I say that you're dealing with a guy that's pretty introspective. He's not afraid to take the blame. He will say into the microphone, "I screwed up tonight. I shouldn't have done that. That was not a smart move." He will be that person. And, you know, look, I just think that, and a lot of times And he's not a perfect manager. Nobody is. You know, that's a sport where you're going to get second guess and third guess. Even when you get it right in that sport, you're going to get second guess and third guess. Because in any baseball room, there's always somebody that thinks they knows more, thinks that they know more. But I think Tony's greatest asset is his ability to meet people where they are and to read people. And I'll tell you this, there was a guy in my audience, special needs guy, who's now passed away. But when Tony was here about 3 or 4 years ago, it was right when they were in the middle of that scintillating run they were having. I said, hey, this kid's having a birthday party and we're going to have a deal if you can get away. And it was during a fall practice. And not only did he come, but he grabbed two of his players, and one of whom was Drew Gilbert. And they came out to this guy's birthday party. And I looked at Tony and I said, man, I said, you know, what do I owe you for this? He goes, what, are you kidding me? He said, this is an honor for me. And I want my guys to be exposed to this. I want them to see. I want them to make where they are when they go on a better place to live. I'm telling you, that's who this guy is. Now, he's not perfect. He's Italian. His blood runs hot. You know, as you get to know him, he'll kind of have fun with you, but he's a real heart and soul guy. He really is.
Oh, I love that. He's not perfect. He is Italian. As close as you can get to perfection, as far as I'm concerned. Tony Basilio of the Tony Basilio Show, 105.7 The Fam in Knoxville, joining us right now on the River Islands guest line, Joe Spadoni alongside Sam Lubman, who's filling in for Joe Shasky. All right, I got a hypothetical for you here, Tony. Let's say a Giants player, one Rafael Devers, highest paid player in the history of the franchise, big name, big shot, doesn't run hard down the first base line. What's Tony Vitello going to do with that?
First thing he's not going to do is he's not going to do anything publicly with him. The one thing you guys will notice about the way Tony manages games, zero reaction to any errors on the field. I've seen guys, and look at the collegiate game, you see guys do all kinds of stuff. Drop balls. Every once in a while, pout, maybe not run a ball out. You should. Whatever. Not to the major league level. And I know what you're saying, because a lot of times those guys, I think it's disrespectful to the game personally to not run a ball out, but whatever. I'm sure people criticize that and say, well, you're playing 162 games. You got to pick your spots. But to your point, he probably in a spot like that would never show a player up publicly ever. That's just not who he is. And I would bet that he would deal with that behind closed doors and either say, hey, you know what? I'm on board with you picking your spots, or you're going to run. If you're going to play here, you're going to play hard. But he would never do anything publicly, and he would never criticize the guy publicly. It's just not who he is.
Hey, Tony, we really appreciate your time this morning. This is great insight on the new manager of the San Francisco Giants, Tony Vitello, who's going to be introduced to the media next Thursday. And we'll have all that coverage leading up to it, before, after, all of it. But, Tony, great stuff this morning, man.
Boys, if I can ever be assistance, let me know. And it was great meeting both of you. Thank you.
There he goes. That is Tony Basilio of the Tony Basilio Show, 105.7 FM in Knoxville. And now, Tennessee's number one, Paisan with Vitello, coming to the Bay. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We have so much to get into. All right, quick reset. If you're just joining us, and you're like, wait, why are we talking to this guy? You're not talking about the big story? Oh, trust me, we're talking about the biggest story dominating sports right now. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was arrested early Thursday morning as part of an FBI sports betting gambling probe, sources told ESPN. FBI Director Kash Patel will hold a press conference. It should be going on right now, I think, or any minute if it's not already happening, to talk about all the arrests. On top of Terry getting arrested, Damon Jones also getting arrested. All right, who's Damon Jones? Well, former player in the NBA, former assistant coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, same ties, I guess, to what's going on with Terry Rozier. And on top of all of that, Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups was also arrested by the FBI this morning with an illegal gambling operation with ties to the mafia. So that's all happening. We got Warriors Nuggets tonight,
home opener, Chase Center, all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game. We got the pregame, we got the actual game, we got the postgame, talking about it all, the 1-0 Golden State Warriors. If that's not enough, the Giants hired their new manager yesterday, made it official, Tony Vitello, and it's a historic hire. Why? No professional experience. Going straight from college to the pros. Yeah, that happens in basketball. That's happened in football. It does not happen in baseball. So that's why it's so historic, and that's why we had Tony Basilio on to talk about the new manager in San Francisco. Oh, and by the way, the 49ers also have a massive game this Sunday, and Brock Purdy was limited. He actually looked, I'm just going to say it, from the videos I saw, looked like he's doing a lot more with that foot. I don't think he plays this Sunday. It would be a reach for Kyle Shanahan a couple days ago, but we're monitoring that. Wow, there's a lot happening, Sammy. A lot. But that was some really good stuff from Basilio. That was like that story he had at the end there about the special needs super fan who has since passed away and him coming to, and showing up to his party with a couple players and not expecting anything in return. That hits me if I'm a fan. Like, that's a good person, first and foremost, that you can get behind.
Well, it sounds like he's just Tony Vitello's. Vitello's a guy who just gets it. You talk about the human element and how that's something that's been going away from the game of baseball. Tony Vitello seems like the medicine against that, so to speak here. And at one point, you know, Tony Basilio, he was saying that, you know, he could have been the Nick Saban of college baseball. Like, that is the kind of guy that the Giants are getting here, is a guy who is held on the same level as the great late Pat Summitt. Like, that is how much, I mean, like, I think that it when people from a fan base like down in Knoxville are saying stuff like that, like, they elevate people to a higher degree there, but it's hard to get to that higher degree in the SEC, where the fandom, it is different than out here in the Bay Area. And for someone like Vitello to be held in that kind of company down there in that region, that does catch my attention a little bit.
It's interesting he brought up the name Nick Saban.
Yeah, I know.
Nick Saban was not a great head coach. I'll say this. Not a great head coach in the NFL, pretty mid with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good assistant or defensive coordinator in his Cleveland days with old Bill Belichick. For those of you who know Bill Belichick, now the UNC coach. No. Once upon a time, he was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns back in the early 90s, and Saban was a part of that staff. So it's not like for like the same. And I guess that's the big question for a lot of Giants fans. Is this guy just a glorified college coach? He doesn't have any professional experience. None. That's like, talking about risk. This is a massive risk from Buster Posey. And I want to get into why it is on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys. Text sign, by the way, from 20th Century Studios. On October 24th, discover why critics are calling Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere an intelligent journey into the soul of an artist. Jeremy Allen White is the boss. Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere, only in theaters Friday. Get tickets now and for your chance to win a $100 gift card plus two movie passes for a night out. Listen all this week, coming back from the 8 a.m. break, for the I Love You Sounder.
I have seen Springsteen from the Meadowlands to Milano, Italy. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like a Springsteen show.
That's Brian Baldinger basically saying, I love you, to Bruce Springsteen. When you hear that, be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652. And you'll win courtesy of 20th Century Studios. And this segment was brought to you by Frontier Ford. Lease a 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $299 a month at Frontier Ford. Hundreds of new and pre-owned Fords in stock and ready to roll. Find Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara or online at frontierford.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A massive, massive illegal gambling front going on in regards to head coach, or I guess now former head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, Chauncey Billups, who, again, if you're just joining us, arrested this morning by the FBI, and it was per ABC News who had it first, with Billups being tied to an illegal poker operation with the mafia. Yeah, that mafia. You ever heard of them? Not 3-6. No, the actual mafia. It's just total insanity. On top of Terry Rozier also getting arrested, Damon Jones, former NBA player and assistant coach, also getting arrested with a sports betting gambling probe. There is so much happening right now in the sports landscape, not only nationally, here locally. We'll touch on it all, I promise. And we will get to what Kash Patel, FBI director, said just moments ago, or is still speaking, quite frankly. But we got some of it cut. Shout out Matt and Hege in the back. Shout out Carter. We threw that at them. They're flipping that sound very quickly. So we will flip that sound plate for you on air. But Sammy, just total insanity going on in sports right now. And it sucks that this story isn't actually about on the field, on the court, what have you. It's about all the other BS. And that's what Adam Silver did not want. He wanted us to be waking up this morning to talk about Steph, to talk about Jokic, to talk about what Victor Wembanyama looked like last night, Cooper Flagg, double-double, but looked kind of a little in over his head. It's game one. Like, we should be talking about the game, or as he likes to put, the highlights of the game. And what we're talking about right now is not good. It's something that could, quite frankly, unravel how we view sports in general if it continues to go down this path. And that is the integrity of the sport being questioned.
No, and I'm seeing some updates trickle in here, Spadoni, as Patel is, you know, briefing the media and everyone on what's going on here. This is a years-long operation that this is a part of here. You know, they were following Terry Rozier for a couple of years. They were following Chauncey Billups for a while. I mean, this is, again, I don't want to get too ahead of myself here, but my initial thought then becomes, it's just, how much more is there to this? How far does this spread? Like, this thing is going to have tentacles. Those tentacles are going to extend out and grab onto other things. Like, how much money was involved here? I think we're going to play some sound a little bit that details how much money was involved here. And I didn't hear the sound. I think you and Carter did. But the highlight I heard was 10 million.
Tens of millions.
Tens of millions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Chauncey Billups was deep into it here, it sounds like. Yeah,
I had a La Casa Nostra reference from Kash Patel, which is, you know, the Italian version of the mafia, the mob. La Cosa Nostra, I think that's how the radical pronunciation is. I'm butchering it. Hey, listen, English is my first language. I can't speak a lick of Italian. My last name is Italian. This is what Shams Charania at ESPN, though, said just about 30 or so minutes ago on ESPN about what's going on with all these gambling probes.
We need Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have both been arrested this morning. Billups at around 6 a.m. in Portland, Oregon, and Rozier around 6 a.m., I'm told, in Orlando, where the Heat were playing last night. Rozier's been arrested for his involvement in alleged sports gambling, prop bets, and Billups, ABC News is reporting, is tied to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. And so, the FBI has been investigating this situation for several months, and in Rozier's case, at least 2 years. And today is making arrests. There is a press conference that is set by the FBI. The Eastern District of New York has been leading this investigation. I'm told FBI Director Kash Patel has also been increasingly involved in recent weeks. He will be leading the press conference today. as well, but this is really seismic news in the NBA for a sitting NBA head coach in Chauncey Billups to be arrested, taken into custody for alleged illegal gambling, as well as Terry Rozier for sports betting, allegedly. Two arrests made this morning. There are expected to be numerous arrests also tied to both of these situations.
Numerous arrests.
Wow, that's the nugget at the end. By the way, the Blazers hosting the Warriors tomorrow night.
That is true.
So we're going to get that's the next game the Blazers play. So we will see the Blazers react to this on the court when the Warriors play them tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, which you can listen to here on 95.7 The Game and the free Odyssey app. Numerous more arrests. So, like, this is the Billy Mays, but wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Like, as I said, like, now I wonder, like, who else is caught up in this?
Well, as Shams mentioned, as you mentioned earlier, Kash Patel, FBI director, is speaking or just spoken to the nation, if you will, about all these arrests and the gambling probes from the FBI. And our very own Matt Nahigian in the back today, filling in, doing a hell of a job, putting on his producer hat, flipping this sound for us. Mac, can you set the scene for what FBI Director Patel just spoke about?
So normally we wouldn't play a 3-minute press conference from something like this. You got to hear this. He's saying words like historic. He's saying, you know, as Sam just said, several more arrests. Like, you got to hear this guy. I mean, he details the entire thing. It's unbelievable.
Let's play it. Kash Patel, FBI director, on the arrests made this morning.
Good morning. Today we are here in New York to announce a historic arrest across a wide-sweeping criminal enterprise that envelops both the NBA and La Casa Nostra. The men and women up here standing with me represent a small portion of the leadership team that brought profound justice in an era that needed it more than any. I'll just highlight some of the details in the case and the FBI work, and then you'll hear from the others. But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families. And you'll hear more about those details today. The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling. This FBI will leave no room for any perpetrator of crime across this country. You hear a lot about our work of defending the homeland and crushing violent crime. Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the FBI's mandate to keep America safe and to keep our entertainment industry fair and secure. The men and women that are standing up here today worked tireless hours, days, months, and years. And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation. And we could not have done it without our interagency partners that are before us today. The NYPD, HSI, and teams of law enforcement officials from around the country made this day possible. It takes a team to bring this kind of justice, sweeping justice, into the halls of the United States courtrooms, where our brave United States attorney has led this prosecution. It takes courageous prosecutors to stand before you and say, we will not allow this kind of illicit activity to happen, not only at the national sporting level, but also where it hides in La Casa Nostra. And when these two collided together, they perpetrated a fraud that is historic in terms of not just money, but the scheme and the deceit that they utilize to steal and swindle people from money, to include crypto fraud. This is an operation that showcases to you that under President Trump's administration, there is no room for any type of criminal behavior, be it on the world's largest stage or in the back rooms of tiny parlors where guard games are being played? You.
That was Kash Patel, FBI director, wow, addressing America today in regards to the arrests made due to the FBI's sports betting gambling probes, one being Terry Rozier, another being Chauncey Billups, another one being Damon Jones, and he said over 30 names going to be listed in this thing?
30 people are getting arrested today outside 30. Of those two. Like, that's insane.
30! This isn't some, like, rinky-dink operation is basically what he's saying.
This is
deep tentacles and layers to it.
Over 11 states, I think he said, that's being conducted out today. So, like, this is... I'm curious what other names are going to be popping up in this, if there's other names that we're going to recognize that are popping up in this. But you hear, like, Spadoni, this, you know, the phrase the kids say, oh, last night was like a movie, bro. This is straight up coming out like almost something you would see in a crime movie. All the way down to the family names, you know, the Bonanno, the Gambino, the Genovese, the Lucchese. Like, these are, it just sounds like you're just naming off Godfather terms at this point. This is just... insane. I guess it's really hard to just digest and process right now that this is happening.
The mob has kind of been romanticized in Hollywood about, like, mm-hmm, this is a cool thing. The Sopranos, we laugh at it because it's fiction, and some of it might be based on reality. And, like, those, like, if you've ever watched those movies and shows, like, you love, like, Goodfellas, The mm-hmm Godfather, The Sopranos. The rat on the table, to go guru on you, they're horrible people.
Oh, yeah. These
are awful human beings to be involved with.
This is not a mob movie. This is not Scarface. This is actual real life here. Like, actual real life actions and actual real life consequences with an actual real life tens of millions of dollars. Like, that is just an insane hole to find yourself in here, and how deep this fraud goes here and this ring goes here. And I'm curious, like, How widespread was this particular operation around the league? What other players know about this? It's Spinoni. I have so many questions about it. Just who else could be tied to this? Should NBA fans be worried that, you know, their favorite player on their favorite team is going to get caught up in this? Like, how deep now is this going to be going?
Well, I think the league knew this was coming is the thing too, because I don't know if you heard, and I know you did hear, and I did, Carter. Steve Kerr was on yesterday on Willard and Dibbs for his weekly interview, and the league has talked to everyone. They've had conversations with everyone when it comes to this stuff, saying it's a big fat no now. You cannot be just any sports gambling at all. Do not touch it. And Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was actually on the Pat McAfee show a couple days ago, and this was the quote. I think there should be probably more regulation on sports betting. We've asked some of our partners to pull back on some of the prop bets. See, we go back to prop bets. So you can start to do away with these things when it comes to the athletes, when it comes to these guys, you know, what's the term I'm looking for? Kind of faking the books, yeah, if you will, and there
or
are
shaving,
numbers.
Shaving points, shaving, or rebounds, like, you know, yeah.
For example, and for those of you who aren't into gambling, like, there's a prop bet. And what he's talking about with prop bets there is, hey, I could gamble whether or not player X has 5.5 or more rebounds. So 5.5 is the line, right? Will he get over that mark, which in this case would be 6, or will he go under it 5 or fewer? You could bet on that. And if I'm a player, hey, oh, well, you know, I can have one of my
my over under is 5.5 rebounds. Yeah, I can get 6 rebounds tonight. Easy. Let's hit that.
Or
the over under is 5.5 rebounds. You know what? I'm going to take tonight off and hit the under here and make a cool few bucks off of it. I mean,
that's what you don't want. And that's what is the thing that's the problem with Adam Silver in the league. And again, it's not just NBA exclusive here. It's happening in the NFL. It's happening in Major League Baseball. It's happening at the collegiate level. It's happening in the NHL. It's happening everywhere. Everywhere this is a problem.
So is that step one, I guess, is eliminate prop bets in terms, because again, like, there's obviously all these questions I have here, Spadoni, but also I want to, you know, as if I'm moving things forward here in terms of what comes next, my first thought is just like, well, what's the solution here? What do we learn from this? What do we take away from this to prevent it from happening again? And the reality is it is going to happen again, because it's just there's so many ways to gamble on sports or to cheat the system. This coming out right now, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District in New York, Joe Nocella, is speaking to reporters at this same press conference right now, and he's talking about, in the case of Terry Rozier, he's using non-public information about NBA players and teams in order to perpetuate this gambling scheme. saying, quote, the non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. Using information not publicly available, I mean, that's essentially it's the same as insider trading.
It's an inside job.
It is, yeah. And that's how deep it goes here. So how do you regulate that? That's not, you know, oh, this guy is going to go for 5.5 rebounds tonight. This is, oh, this guy's not going to be available on this night. So if NBA Team X has a 5-point spread and I know that player Y is going to be sitting out before everyone else does, then yeah, I might be compelled to make some bets there too. So how do you regulate that? You could take prop bets off the board, fine, but are we going to take money line bets off the board? Are we taking point spread bets off the board? Well, then we're just not sport gambling anymore. That doesn't, like, that personally wouldn't affect me all that much, but I'm looking outside my own sphere of influence. That people still want to bet on these games that are legally allowed to do so. So I don't know where the line is here in terms of how do you take away the temptation to do these activities that you're not allowed to do, betting on sports games, without essentially taking it away completely.
Just to reset here one more time, this was Shams Charania, ESPN, earlier this morning on Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, amongst others, being arrested as part of a gambling probe from the FBI. Shams on ESPN.
We need Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have both been arrested this morning. Billups at around 6 a.m. in Portland, Oregon, and Rozier around 6 a.m., I'm told, in Orlando where the Heat were playing last night. Rozier's been arrested for his involvement in alleged sports gambling, prop bets, and Billups, ABC News is reporting, is tied to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. And so the FBI has been investigating this situation for several months, and in Rozier's case at least 2 years, and today is making arrests. There is a press conference that is set by the FBI. The Eastern District of New York has been leading this investigation. I'm told FBI Director Kash Patel has also been increasingly involved in recent weeks. He will be leading the press conference today as well. But this is really seismic news in the NBA for a sitting NBA head coach in Chauncey Billups to be arrested, taken into custody for alleged illegal gambling, as well as Terry Rozier for sports betting, allegedly. Two arrests made this morning. There are expected to be numerous arrests also tied to both of these situations.
And the number that Kash Patel, FBI director, said, 30. At least, at least 30. It's not just some rinky-dink operation. This has been going on for quite some time. And Sam, I want to ask you, Adam Silver, I would assume, has to make like a statement today. Either a statement or I hear from reporters. Like, I think this is...
He cannot go quiet.
No, well, no, I don't want to see just a statement from Adam Silver today.
You want him in front of a camera answering questions.
I want him in front of a camera answering questions from the national, you know, reporters out there. I need him to be answering some questions from the media today. And I guess I'm going to ask you, like, if you had the opportunity, you've been in some scrums, you're a media guy, you've asked questions before, Sammy. You've been down at the Giant Stadium, Warriors, whatever. What would you want to ask Adam Silver today if there was a press conference? Like, what does he need to answer for?
I guess it's kind of the question we were just discussing a few minutes ago, is just like, Adam, if this is going to, you know, this is a major development here to happen on the stain of this league. How do you, going forward, ensure that the league's integrity can stay intact here? Like, that's the biggest issue I think it's facing him here, because you can't be watching this game and wondering if there's ulterior motives going on right now. You know, I can't have, I'm not saying this is a, I don't want to name any names actually, but like, if I'm an NBA fan, I don't want to watch my coach make a decision in game and I'm thinking, well, was that just a boneheaded move, or does coach have some money on this game tonight and that's what's going on there? Like, that, if you're Adam Silver, that thought process entering into the minds of NBA fans, that should keep him awake at night, because that is literally the integrity of the game being compromised in real time under your watch. And Adam Silver, when he first got into this league, one of the first things he did was drop the hammer on Donald Sterling at a time when Sterling made some comments that, you know, are offensive to, you know, the black community. And there was almost a full-on revolt within the Clippers over these comments. And he acted swiftly and he pushed him right out of the league and prevented it from blowing up into something that could have compromised the league in a greater sense. So Silver's kind of faced with a similar situation here in terms of just there is a crisis on your doorstep, dude. What are you going to do?
888-957-9570 is the number to get involved. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line where we're continuing to monitor the news coming out, quite frankly, of like Washington today, because this goes all the way to the FBI director, Kash Patel, having to address the nation about more than 30 people getting arrested with ties to illegal gambling in the NBA, outside of the NBA, with the mob. Like this whole story, quite frankly, it's insane. And I didn't wake up this morning, Sam. I don't think you were waking up this morning thinking we're going to be talking about something like this. But you know what? You have enough of these stories slowly keep leaking and leaking, whether it's Terry Rozier, whether it's Jonte Porter, whether it's Malik Beasley. You've had it in the NFL, Jameson Williams. And I keep coming back and almost being cynical about the whole thing, because when you partner with FanDuel, when you partner with DraftKings, you know, you could tell me this is a problem and you're worried about the integrity, but these companies are paying you directly to promote gambling. So there's a little bit of just, yeah, you guys are full of crap.
There's a hypocrisy to it.
It's a total hypocrisy.
And that is another issue, and maybe another question I think you want to ask Adam Silver then is, are you...
Do you regret partnering with this, with or, like FanDuel?
Or are you going to keep partnering with them?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it. We
DraftKings, both of all
we,
of them.
We love money. You know, put more of it in my pocket. But, you know, if the money's, you know, covered in blood, are we still going to do that? Like, that's the other thing. And unfortunately, with a lot of these leagues, is my prediction, Spadoni, is the partnerships are going to keep going. Because at the end of the day, it's... Maybe it'll be some nonsensical statement like it's on the players to make the decision not to engage in these illicit activities. Because, you know, let's be real, just because the NBA has a partnership with FanDuel, like, that doesn't mean you have to go bet on stuff. Like, if you're a player, you don't have, like, obviously players were betting on it beforehand, but it's not, you know, Terry Rozier didn't wake up one morning like, oh, well, NBA has a partnership with FanDuel, I guess I'm going to start betting on games. No, The partnership there, the business partnership between league and company, I don't think...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Influences these players' decision making, but at the same time, when it's happening at the same time, then there's a perception issue. If you're the commissioner and your job is to, I need people to like this sport, for fans who I think are turned off to gambling, that's a great reason to maybe turn off the NBA.
Sam, you just said something that kind of stopped me in my tracks, and we're going to get to what U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella, just had to say on top of what FBI Director Kash Patel had to say about these gambling probes.
He just dropped
we got
absolute
a lot.
Nugget on how this thing
Before
worked.
Before we get to that, you know, you said blood money, and, you know, there's probably people in their cars right now like, oh, it's not that serious. No.
It is.
When you have ties to the American mafia, that is literally blood money we're working with now. That is some serious no stuff. I know, and I mentioned earlier, we've kind of glorified the mob. Oh, it's funny. The Sopranos. I know I make the references. Goodfellas, whatever. The Godfather. You know, we all kind of laugh. No, this is real stuff.
Yes.
These are disgusting and despicable human beings, a part of a disgusting and despicable organization. And they have ties, allegedly, with an NBA coach now. Yeah, that is blood money, legit. This is what Joseph Nocella, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, had to say about these gambling probes.
The indictments in these cases contain only allegations, and the defendants are presumed innocent until they are proven guilty in a court of law. But my message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this. Your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. Violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that. First, I would like to talk about United States versus Earnest, the NBA basketball gambling case. The defendants in this case are Eric Earnest, Marvez Farley, Shane Hennon, De Niro Laster, Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach, and Terry Rozier, a current NBA player. Other co-conspirators were previously charged for their roles in the scheme, including former NBA player Jontay Porter. Between December 2022 and March 2024, these defendants perpetrated a scheme to defraud by betting on inside, non-public information about NBA athletes and teams. The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier. They also misused information obtained through longstanding friendships that they had with NBA players and coaches. And in at least one instance, they got their information by threatening a current player, Porter, because of his pre-existing gambling debts. Defendants used this non-public information to place hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent bets, mostly in the form of prop bets on individual player performance. The bets were placed through online sports books and also in person at casinos. The defendants relied on a network of straw bettors to place the maximum amount of bets to increase their potential profits. Most of these bets succeeded, and the intended losses were in the millions of dollars. The defendants then laundered their illegal winnings in various ways: peer-to-peer platforms, bank wires, and simple cash exchanges.
And that was the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella, talking about the FBI's gambling probes. Your winning streak is over.
That's a good line.
It was actually a really good line. That was very well done. Yeah, obviously, I had some time to prep that. But
well, that's some good writers at the Eastern District there.
Yeah. I mean, what's your reaction to that, Sam?
Well, honestly, as he's talking about that, I mean, that's a deep scheme. There's a lot going on here. Again, we kind of mentioned the fact that they're relaying insider information. To be honest, I mean, it's going to sound ridiculous to say, but that's kind of like almost the old-fashioned way to gamble on these games when I read off what Nocella did. And if we can get the sound of what he said here, eventually we can play it too. But Nocella later on describes how Billups's poker games went. And I'm reading that as Nocella's describing what Terry Rozier did there. I like how he said that. Rozier did. And it just seems, what Rozier did is just, yeah, it's that's how you usually illegally bet on games. What Billups did here, so Billups was called a face card in this ring here. Yes. There is a deep conspiracy on this one. And the face card was...
All alleged, by the way.
All alleged. This is what's being reported here and what Nocella's saying here. But yeah, so Bill's card was called a face card, which is a professional athlete who would sit at the table alongside players and use their star power in order to distract them from the game. So he's sitting down at the table with other people, and you're like, oh, wow, it's Chauncey Billups. You're too distracted by Chauncey Billups. To notice that you're about to be absolutely swindled by everyone else at the table. Nocella goes on to say, what the victims, the fish, as they were called, didn't know is that everybody else at the poker game, from dealer to the players, including the face cards, players like Chauncey Billups, were in on the scam. Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds or thousands of dollars per game. Defendants used a variety of sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits. For example, they used a off-the-shelf shuffling machine that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict the player at the table that had the best hand, and then relay that information to an off-site operator known as the quarterback, who would then tell the players at the table what's going on. Oh, you think that's crazy? How about this?
Oh my God, it
the
keeps
quarterback
going.
Then secretly would then signal the information he had received to the others at the table in order to sell them. But they also use other cheating technologies, not just the shuffling. There was the poker chip tray analyzer, which is a tray that secretly reads the cards using a hidden camera. Oh, this is where it gets absolutely bonkers. You have special contact lenses or eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards. And if that's not crazy enough, an X-ray table that could read face-down cards on the table. This is a mob movie. This is a spy movie.
Ocean's 11?
This is what Ocean's 11 happened earlier this week at the Louvre. This is something like, this is Goodfellas meets Sopranos meets Godfather meets, like Mike.
Like Mike. Oh my God. Carter's and Spy Kids in my ear. Like, we're laughing, but like, it's like, this is a horrible look for the NBA. Are you kidding me?
Like, the contact lens, I'm thinking that scene in Austin Powers where number two is at the table and uses an eye patch to see the card. He's like, I also like to live dangerously. Do you think Chauncey Billups is sitting at the table being like, yeah, no, I also like to live dangerously.
Oh my God.
What is going on with all this? This is insane.
It's absolutely insanity, and we're talking about it all this morning. 888-957-9570. If you'd like to weigh in on the conversation, you know, quite simply, like, what's this look like for the NBA and for professional sports and sports gambling going forward? Is there going to be repercussions from this at all? No, seriously. Let's we're making this a big deal, obviously, and the FBI is, and whether you want to say, like, G in the city earlier, they're just doing this to distract us from other stuff. I'm not going down that road. Clearly, they've been doing this for a long time, which dates back to the previous administration.
And we can, you know, have, you know, charge people with...
Yes.
There can be multiple crime things happening
correct.
At once.
Like, are there going to be, like, legit repercussions, I guess, is my question. Like,
what do you mean by legit repercussions? Because, I mean, people are arrested and going to be going to jail, so that's obviously a repercussion
He did say, Nocella, these guys are innocent till proven guilty in the court of law, so we want to make that clear. He did say that. They are under arrest for these alleged crimes, but like, I guess where I'm going at, Sammy, is, like, have we gone past the point of no return for sports gambling where you can't undo what's already been done when it comes to the leagues partnering with the FanDuels, with the DraftKings, with so-and-so, right? Like, have we gone past the point of no return there, in your opinion?
I mean, if this leads to the end of those partnerships, I think that's very much on the table. I feel like it has to at least be discussed, but as I say that out loud, like, I don't know how much money FanDuel gives the NBA or the NBA. I don't know how much money is exchanged between parties there. But the minute you start having conversations of, well, let's just take some money out of our budget then because of that, that's where people start looking at each other side to side and being like, wait, are we actually doing this? Like, the only real repercussion that should be had is, yeah, maybe you stop taking their money. But is that actually going to stop it? Like, let's be real, Spino. You mentioned Pete Rose. Pete Rose didn't have FanDuel. Pete Rose just gambled on games because he wanted to gamble on games. A partnership with a gambling entity is not going to, you know, sway whether or not a player wants to gamble on sports or not. So I don't, you could, you know, terminate those sponsorships, but I think, you know, and at face value, you could say, oh, the league is, you know, standing on its integrity, whatever you want that to mean today. Is that going to, you know, stop players from doing this? No, what's going to happen is there is another NBA player out there, or another football player, or another MLB player, or another NHL player out there who is watching this right now and thinking, wow, that could be me right now because I'm doing this exact same stuff. I need to rethink. Do I need to rethink my life? No, what they're probably thinking about is, what can I do to make sure that my illegal activities don't end up on the news like this? So I don't see a lot of people. Some people might be compelled to not do this anymore. Others are going to be like, you know what, we need to cheat this system harder. We need to adapt and think of a different way to do illegal activities. And then we just move on to the next one.
Again, I'll reiterate it, and it's well said. You know, the fact that Chauncey, it's not him gambling. Again, these are all alleged crimes, and we haven't even heard all of it yet, although you were detailing it very well, of what the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nigella, had to say about it, because this goes very deep. The fact that Chauncey was not charged, it looks like, with, you know, betting on actual games in the NBA, there is something that does help Adam Silver in this case. No, I'm serious. It does. Now, it's still not a good look at all. It's a horrible look.
I think it's a lateral move, if anything.
Well, but no, because when you start getting a head coach doing like the integrity part of the league, it's one thing if you're gambling on the side and the ties to the mob is a bad part. Again, alleged ties with the mafia. That is a horrible look. I'm not sweeping that under the rug at all. But it's one thing if he's doing that, and then he's on top of it gambling on games and holding players out. Because the head coach, Sam, the head coach gets to put players in and out. He has the final say of these things. That's when you could really manipulate the roster.
Well,
I'm going to take this guy out at this point. I'm going to put that guy out at another point. That's when it gets really, really bad.
Well, I think
the case for Chauncey Billups, according to, again, Kash Patel and Joseph Nigella.
I do think there's a murkiness there, though, Spadoni, because, you know, is Chauncey Billups opening up the newspaper saying, we're favored by 5.5 tonight. I'm going to make sure that we cover that. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the exchange of money is like there. I don't know how much of his own money Chauncey's putting in there or whatnot, who he's owed or whatnot. But, you know, let's say, and I'm not saying this is happening. This is just a potential theory of how things could have played out here. But let's say there was a time when Chauncey was in the hole a little bit and needed to strum up a little bit of cash to pay some of these guys back. And then he opens up the newspaper and sees, we're favored by 5.5 tonight. I'm going to put some money on that, see if we can make that happen and, you know, help me cover my losses a little bit. Not saying that is happening. I'm not alleging anything, but it would not be. Is that not a stretch to think that it could be connected in some way? You know, like one crime begets another crime, begets another crime. Next thing you know, this thing's a runaway train and you got all sorts of things going on that you shouldn't have going on until one day the FBI is kicking your door down at 5 a.m.
Listen, this is a monster day here for sports talk, for just talk in general, because this even trumps sports when you start talking about the mafia ties in the gambling pro. But we got Warriors Nuggets tonight, home opener, Chase Center. It's going to be on fire. You got Nikola Jokic in town. You got Steph. You got Jimmy. This is going to be a massive, massive game just early on the season. As you mentioned, the back end of the back-to-back tomorrow is where? Portland. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then, not only got that, you got the Giants announcing a new manager, Tony Vitello, making it a historic hire because he has no professional experience, jumping from the college program to the pros. We're discussing that. We got Mac Jones, Brock Purdy. It's probably going to be Mac again this week, although Brock looked a little bit better from the videos I saw. So we got a monster Niners game. It's the NFL. And then now this. The FBI, the gambling probes, the NBA, all of it. Chauncey Billups getting arrested this morning. We'll take your calls on all of it. How about that, Sam? We'll open it up. 888-957-9570. Do you got something real quick before we get to the report?
Maybe I can tease this for the other side. Two other teams that were mentioned in this. Two teams that are, let's just say, notable this week in the news in various ways.
And we'll get to that after the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
The 49ers released another practice injury report yesterday, and wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was once again a non-participant in practice. Kyle Shanahan says that Pearsall's knee, which he injured against the Jaguars 4 weeks ago, is not healing as fast as they would want it to. Shanahan denied that Pearsall had any setbacks in his recovery, but also did not have a timetable for when Ricky could be back at practice or available for games. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. And coming up next, and I mean next, right out of the break, right out of the break, don't go anywhere, your chance to win a $100 gift card and Bruce Springsteen movie passes coming up right out of the break. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.